very rich. And each of them, even the responsorial psalm, touch on God's divine mercy. And so today is Divine Mercy Sunday. And Divine Mercy Sunday is a result of a request that Jesus made to Saint Faustina Kowalska, a Polish sister in the 1920s and 30s, to ask the Church, the Holy Father, to establish that Sunday, the second Sunday in the octave of Easter, as the Feast of Divine Mercy. Saint Faustina tells us in her diary that Jesus said to her, "Humanity will never find peace until it turns with trust to divine mercy." Today's gospel, Jesus appears in the upper room and tells the disciples, "Peace be with you." And this message is precisely the image of divine mercy. Peace be with you. The Sacred Heart of Jesus has given us everything: redemption, salvation, and sanctification. And Saint Faustina saw, coming from his heart, two rays of light which illuminated the world. The two rays represent the blood and the water from his pierced side. The blood recalls the sacrifice of Golgotha and the mystery of the Eucharist. The water makes us think of baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit. But what exactly is divine mercy? Pope Benedict put it this way: Jesus Christ is divine mercy in person. Encountering Jesus means encountering the mercy of God. And the mercy of Jesus is not a cheap grace. It does not presume a trivialization of evil. Jesus carries in his body and on his soul all the weight of evil and all its destructive forces. He burns and transforms evil through suffering in the fire of his suffering love. In the message of divine mercy, Jesus expresses his intimate desire to enter into the temple of our heart. But for Jesus to be able to enter into our heart, we must first open the door to our heart, to his divine love. So Jesus gently knocks at our door and awaits our response, reassuring us not to be afraid, but rather to trust always in him. So only in opening our hearts to him may we plunge into the depths and flows of love and mercy that emanate from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In April of 2005, then Pope John Paul II prepared his homily for Divine Mercy, which he never got an opportunity to give because he had died, and it was delivered posthumously. The deceased Pope's words reveal his intense wish for us to understand the breadth of the Lord's divine mercy. He says, I quote, "As a gift to humanity, which sometimes seems bewildered and overwhelmed by the power of evil, selfishness, and fear, the risen Lord offers his love that pardons, reconciles, and reopens hearts to love. It is a love that converts hearts and gives peace. How much the world needs to understand and accept divine mercy," unquote. So in our responsorial psalm today, Psalm 118, that we sang today, tells us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. So let us take those words into our hearts and make them our own. These words unite the death and resurrection of Jesus with our lives and with the world's history. This miracle of divine mercy has radically changed humanity's destiny. It is a miracle in which has unfolded the fullness of the love of the Father who for our redemption did not even draw back for one moment the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Jesus, his only begotten Son. It speaks of God the Father, who is absolutely faithful to his eternal love for all people. Believing in this love helps us to believe in mercy. By abandoning ourselves into the love of Jesus, we can learn how to build a civilization of love. A simple act of trustful abandonment to this love is enough to overcome the barriers of darkness and sorrow, of doubt, and of desperation. The divine mercy of Jesus restores hope to those who feel overwhelmed by the burden of their sins. Love of God and the love of one's brother and sister are inseparable. Mercy gave form to human relations and community life. It constituted the basis for the sharing of goods. This led to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Corporal works of mercy deal with the body, like visiting the sick. Spiritual works of mercy deal with the soul, like giving forgiveness. So we should forgive ourselves and those that have hurt us in any way. Here, mercy became a concrete way of being neighbor to our most neediest brothers and sisters. It is this divine love which must inspire humanity today if we are to face the crisis of the meaning of life, the challenges of the most diverse needs, and especially the duty to defend the dignity of every person. Thus, the message of divine mercy is about the value of every human being. Each person is precious in God's eyes. Jesus gave his life for each person. To everyone, the Father gives his Spirit and offers intimacy. So this consoling message is addressed to those who have been afflicted by a particular harsh trial or crushed by the weight of their sins and have now lost confidence in life and are tempted to give in to despair. To them, the gentle face of Jesus is offered. Those rays from his heart touch them and shine upon them to warm them, show them the way, and fill them with hope. Many souls have been consoled by the prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you," in which Providence inferred through Saint Faustina. This simple act of abandonment to Jesus dispels the thickest clouds and lets the ray of light penetrate every life. Jesus, I trust in you. Saint Faustina wrote in her diary, and I quote, "I feel tremendous pain when I see the sufferings of my neighbors. All my neighbors' sufferings reverberate in my own heart. I carry their anguish in my heart in such a way that it even physically destroys me. I would like all their sorrows to fall upon me in order to relieve my neighbor." Unquote. This is the degree of compassion to which love leads, when it takes the love of God as its measure. Mary, Mother of Mercy, help us always to have this trust in your Son, our Redeemer. Help us too, Saint Faustina, whom we remember today with special affection, fixing our weak gaze on the divine Savior's face, we pray, Jesus, I trust in you.